The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, I want to talk with you about a topic that I know is near and dear to your heart, and it's one that I'll bet you most of the people listening right now have experienced in one time or another. I want to talk to you about acid reflux and the little purple pill.
Yes.
And the odd thing is, we're talking about, I mean, Dr. Yardley here, you're all about lining up the brain and the body.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work with acid reflux?
Well, it's interesting, you know, because you said that almost everyone has it once in a while. And
sure.
I think having it once in a while is not an issue. It's when you're getting it all of the time. So much
right.
so that you find it necessary to start taking something to neutralize the acidity, an antacid, which, you know, could be one of the purple pills, Prilosec, or any of that the purple pill family. The problem with acid reflux is it can create problems in the long term. If it continues, it can result in ulcers. If it continues, it can begin to eat away in that the food pipe, the esophagus that goes from mm-hmm. the mouth down to, and that can result in a thing called Barrett's esophagus, where scar tissue forms. And if that goes on long enough, you can even develop cancer of the esophagus.
Now, you actually encountered this in what, a colleague early in her time with you?
Well, yeah. You know, one of the benefits of our benefit package for the people that work at the Institute is that they have the opportunity of personally coming under the care that we provide, and virtually everyone takes advantage of that.
Sure.
And I had a case of a young lady in her 20s that started with us a few years back, and she took advantage of that. Now, one of the only issues that she had is that she had this acid reflux going on. And once we corrected that, you know, one of the things she experienced almost immediately is it disappeared.
When you say corrected that, you mean the brain-body connection.
Exactly.
And we need to take a second for those of us, for those who just joined us for the first time. When we talk about that, what are we talking about? We're not talking about twisting around your spine or something.
Oh, no.
Tell us what you do.
Not at all. What can happen for many people is the as a result of auto accidents and various injuries that can occur in a person's life, the head starts sitting crooked on the neck.
Okay.
And this starts creating not only a mechanical effect at the top of the neck,
right.
but a neurological sub-effect. And it creates a cascade effect. And one of the things that it seems to impact is a nerve called the vagus nerve.
What's the vagus nerve?
There are 12 what are called cranial nerves.
Okay.
That are primarily responsible for being able to wink and smile and all of the various things we do with our head.
Right.
But they also can impact other parts of the body. And the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, is the longest of those nerves. And vagus is Latin for the wanderer. And what the things that it controls includes breathing in the lungs, the beating of the heart, the acidity levels in the stomach.
Cholesterol.
The production of cholesterol by the
yeah.
liver.
I have super high cholesterol.
See, 80% of the body's cholesterol is not in your food. It's produced by the body, the liver. And if it's producing too much, and perhaps there's a reason for that. When we correct the brain-body connection, it seems in many cases to impact that vagus nerve.
But how is it possible? When just correcting that connection, what are you doing? What is the body doing as a result of correcting that connection?
The question to answer before that is, what is it doing when that connection is not connected?
Okay.
Yeah, and what happens is when the head shifts, even a millimeter or two, mm-hmm. Out of its normal position and then chooses to live there on a permanent basis,
mm-hmm.
Then mechanically things are not lined up in the upper part of the neck. And that starts having impacts neurologically. You see, if you take a look at that part of the body, it's so delicate. If you were to be able to, and you cannot do this, but if you could reach in and touch it, it would be instantly fatal. That's how delicate that structure is. So these structures, the atlas, the bone at the very top of the neck, the skull, if they get out of relationship or out of place with each other, then it starts creating distortion into the neurological tissues, and this results in chemical imbalance, one of which can be a compromise in terms of, or a malfunction in the acidity levels in the stomach.
So let's go back to your colleague who you corrected her brain and body connection, and what happened to her acid reflux?
Immediately normalized, which is quite amazing because people come to us with all kinds of problems.
Right.
And this seems to be one of the first things to change, the first things to respond clinically over the years. That's what I've seen. And see, the problem with the antacids, the purple pills,
yes,
is it's changing a person's acidity. Mm-hmm. The food is not getting digested the way it's supposed to.
Because it's blocked. It's partially blocked, right?
Exactly. And you'll find that the calcium is not being absorbed the way it's supposed to. And guess what? This leads to osteopenia, osteoporosis, and literally, the food's going through your body raw.
Oh, okay.
And it rots. It begins to rot. I mean, your body is hot. So it's traveling through your body rotting. I mean, if that isn't a concern.
It pretty much is for me now. So by restoring the brain and body connection, your body gets out of the way of itself.
Yes.
And what happens?
To start functioning normally again. And if the acid reflux or the chemical imbalance is directly as a result from the brain-body connection, then voila, it begins to start functioning normally again.
Do you see people, their cholesterol levels normalize?
We do.
It's an amazing thing. Hey, when you think about it, I'm a person who deals with that genetically. That's the family thing. And
yeah,
I don't know about you. I find this fascinating.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away. Had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in a second here, we're going to talk to your client, Henry. What can you tell me about him?
Henry's a fascinating individual. He comes to us from Arlington, so he travels quite a ways to get to the Institute, and originally heard you and I on KTTH.
Cool.
He's worked as an engineer for many years.
Okay.
He has some rather innovative approaches when he's given the opportunity to express them. But I think we're going to enjoy hearing his experience.
Yeah, so he brings an engineer's worldview to his experience with you, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
So, Henry, I wanted to start by asking you, what were the health issues that you presented when you talked to Dr. Yardley? What did you go to him to see?
Well, I had something that was new to me, a constant pain that was going from my right hip down my right leg all the way to my right big toe. So severe, I had difficulty standing up and walking.
Wow. And how long had you had that before you saw Dr. Yardley?
Somewhere between 4 and 5 months.
That's a long time to continue with pain. What did that do to your life? I mean, how were you able to, how did that limit you?
It brought me to a standstill, pretty much. I was in a situation where I could barely walk without a cane, and with a cane I could move along reasonably well. Sleeping was an issue because I'm not one to use pain pills, and so I had to find myself a comfortable position that would allow me to get some sleep. Then when I rolled over or something like that, I had to do it all over again.
Do I understand that you also, there was some neck pain associated with this also?
There was some neck pain. When I would move to some extreme positions, I would feel like somebody stuck a sharp needle in my neck.
So you heard Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute by listening to the radio station. You went in. What was your experience at the Yardley Institute like?
Well, my experience was quite interesting. I went in to see Dr. Yardley. I was examined and had some information provided about what was going on with the facility and how they treated the various conditions. And I was kind of pleased with what I heard.
Was it an immediate success for you, Henry, or are you one of the patients that after the first effort you just leaped up off the table and went dancing out, or did it take a little while? Was it more of a journey, a process for you?
It was more of a journey and a process. I could feel the pain ebbing, and then it would come back a little bit and then kind of go away again, and it would continue doing that for a while until finally, as of this moment, I can say that I'm pain-free.
Completely pain-free. What has that meant to your life, Henry? I mean, how have things changed with the pain going away?
Well, I can do more than sleep and eat and drive to work.
Now, I don't think Henry will mind us mentioning that he's an engineer. That's his profession for many years. And you were having trouble getting out of your truck, I think, when you first came see us, weren't you?
I drive a pickup truck, and it has some extra big tires on wheels. Mm-hmm. And while I was driving to work, the pain that I had would get worse and worse the more I drove. And then when I arrived at my work spot and parked my vehicle, when I got out of the truck, I had to hold on to the door as I got out of the truck. Mm-hmm. And then put my foot on the ground, that was the right foot, until the numbing sensation kind of went away, and I could feel that I could put a load through my knee joint before I could even start walking. So there were people who'd walk by and ask me if I was okay the way I was holding on to the door. Mm-hmm. The pain was that intense.
So all that pain is now gone. What has that meant for your life? How has life changed?
I can resume my normal activities that I had neglected for so much, like doing a lot of the yard work, and I didn't get my house painted this summer. And that's going to be a job for this coming year. And some other activities around the house that have been neglected over this period of time while I was unable to even participate in that kind of stuff.
Question: I've got a question for you, Henry, because you're a thinker. And what do you think stops people picking up that phone and calling us? What causes them to hesitate?
You know, that's a good question, and I wish I had the answer to it. I know in my case the pain was so severe, and when I heard the mention on the radio program about people with sciatica were also successfully treated, I said, Henry, you've tried acupuncture, you tried chiropractic activity in the lower back area. Your doctor said that, Henry, you have sciatica for the rest of your life, and so you might as well learn to live with the pain, and here's some exercises you could do to help the body and the muscles remember what they're supposed to be doing. And I said, there must be a better way.
You weren't about to take that sitting down.
Amen.
That's right.
Henry, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, I'm glad I had the opportunity to share my experience with you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, aftercare with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the sail to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
All right, this is going to be a good one. Got a good friend, listener to the radio station, Ralph from Gig Harbor, also a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Ralph, good to hear your voice. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why I went to see Yardley.
Yeah.
Mainly it was I have sciatica, which hurts to sit. I mean, you can't sit for more than a few seconds, and it just was bad. I either stood up or laid down. And then I went to the doctor, and he gave me pain pills and things like that to try to make it feel better. And that took some of the edge off, so you can sit and get by life. But I wasn't happy with that. And I had a friend that went to Dr. Yardley and told me about him and suggested I do a consultation. So I went and got the consultation, and the good news was he could help me. Quick x-rays and, talking about it. And before you know it, I was in there getting adjustments, light adjustments and measurements and things like that. And I liked all that. You know, he shows you, walks you through everything you need to know about what he's going to do. And then he does it. And he's really calming, really nice man to talk to.
And were you like me? Were you surprised at how gentle the treatment is from Dr. Yardley? Because you know,
Yeah. I was told it was going to be gentle, yeah. So I knew a little bit, but I didn't think it was going to be that gentle.
Yeah,
you know, just a little bit of pressure here and there.
Yeah,
and you know, and then the results started coming in, and before you know, it was probably 3 weeks where I really started to feel like, you know, this is really starting to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made it so I could understand how it works, how your brain body connection, if it's broken, you know, your body can't heal right. So to get that lined up to where your brain and body work together to heal itself, it was amazing to me. And I'm not a pain medicine kind of person, so I like to not take anything if I can.
Yeah. So how's that changed your life, Ralph, now that you've experienced this care and these conditions have subsided? How's it changed your daily life?
Well, it's been probably 2 years since I started the treatment, and I'm on a 3-month visit now where he just checks me out. You know, I haven't had any pain for over a year at all. Or any kind of adjustment or anything. It's just a quick measurement, see how things are going. So that's really affected my life to where I feel like, you know, I don't have that anymore at all. I can sit for hours and not have my foot go numb or tingles up and down my leg, my left leg. So, yeah, it's really affected my life. I mean, it was hard to work, hard to bend down. I have a really physical job, so there's a lot of bending, standing up, sitting down. You know, you have to move all day long. So being 56 years old, it's nice to not have that pain in my back and, you know, getting home and having to take a pain pill or something to go to sleep.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's really made a big difference.
No kidding. And you drive from, you're up in the Gig Harbor area. So, I mean, that's a ways to travel. So it's worth it for you, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good hour drive each way, you know. So, yeah, definitely worth it. I don't, you know, I would drive another 2 hours if I had to. You know, just to get to him being so I'm so appreciative of all the work they've done, you know, and the way I feel now is just 100% better. I haven't had my sciatic nerve being bad for, you know, over a year.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. It's often I've met a lot of fellow patients like you, Ralph, who are sometimes surprised by a condition that went away. I forgot I had sciatic, and I had it, but not as bad as you did. But it used to really bug me when I was standing up. That went away, and I didn't realize it had gone until I talked to my friend Ron Upshaw, who's on Car Radio. He had the same experience. My headaches went away, but the big surprise for me was my sinuses. I used to get a yearly sinus condition, an infection every year. I haven't gotten it since I've been a patient of Dr. Yardley. Did you have any surprise effects like that in your care?
I did. I had a little bit of a skin condition where I had some kind of like rashing thing going on, redness, itchy, and that went away. So I was pretty happy about that. And, you know, since all this treatment has started.
It's amazing. I hear this every time.
Really, what's that?
Oh, I just hear this every time.
Oh, yeah.
So
I would definitely say if you have other ailments, yeah, they're probably going to clear up. You know, there's a good chance of something else clearing up, you know.
So what do you say, Ralph, as we close this out, what do you say to the people who, they'll hear us, they'll hear my, you know, they'll hear my experience, they'll hear your experience, Ralph, they'll hear the thousands of other KCTH listeners who've been helped by Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute, but they sit on the fence. What do you say to those people?
I would say give Dr. Yardley a chance, do the consultation. If he can help you, he's going to let you know he's going to help you. Everything's up front on about what he's going to, if he can't help you, he's going to let you know right there and then he can't help you. But if he says he can help you, he's going to help you. And I think it's really worth it to give it a shot. And that's what I would say to your listeners.
Yeah. Well, last thing real quick, what's a 10-second message from you straight to the Yardley Institute?
Oh, I'm so appreciative of all the help they've given me. And, you know, I probably would have paid three times of what I paid, you know, if I knew what was going to happen. So I'm just really appreciative. Big old thank you and hugs to everybody there.
Well, thank you, Ralph. You've been great. I appreciate it. I appreciate you tuning into the radio station when you can. Next time you're in the Seattle area, you give us a call, pop in, let's shake hands.
All right. Sounds good, Todd.
All right. Appreciate it, Ralph. Have a great day.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Car Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, I want to talk about rheumatoid arthritis. Do you see a lot of rheumatoid arthritis in your practice?
We do. There are many forms of arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is a particularly destructive form of arthritis.
What differentiates rheumatoid from the other forms?
The other forms of arthritis, like, for instance, osteoarthritis, is wear and tear.
Mm-hmm. Which most of us get at some point somewhere in our body.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
And where rheumatoid arthritis is almost thought to be an autoimmune response, where there is destruction of the joints. If you see people mm-hmm. where the fingers are really pulled off to
yes.
This is rheumatoid arthritis.
And they have drugs that treat it, but they're pretty heavy duty drugs,
pretty
and they are
potent.
Massive. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah, and still more containment than anything, relief than anything.
Have you had some success treating it?
Well, let me tell you about a guy that I was walking down the hall in the institute here. Oh, this was probably about a year ago. And this gentleman sticks his head out, and he says, Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you. Now, that's usually a good thing or a bad thing. Can never be sure.
Right.
So, at any rate, I zip in. Of course, I always want to have the discussion, regardless of which it is.
Sure.
And so, at any rate, this gentleman's name was Jim, and Jim said, I just wanted to share with you something. He said, about 3 years ago, I met you and one of your staff doctors. I think it was at the home show.
Okay.
And at the time, we talked about the rheumatoid arthritis that I had. And the two of you felt that the brain-body connection could be a key to helping with that. And so I started under care, and I've actually been under care here in the office now for the past 3 years. And I just want to tell you that I went to see my rheumatologist just a few months ago. And one of the things that he reported is that my SED rate has normalized. The SED rate.
What's a SED rate?
It's a chemical test that's done, a blood test that's done, and it measures the ongoing level of destruction that's going on in the body.
Okay.
And it's classically high when you're dealing with someone with rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
But what his doctor, his rheumatologist, was in fact telling him is that his SED rate had normalized completely.
The destruction was not happening anymore.
No longer existent.
Wow.
But what was really important to him, he went on to say that even though my fingers are still deformed, I no longer have the inflammation. I no longer have the pain in the joints. I'm able to do things with these hands that I was not able to do when this disease was active. And for all intents and purposes, it appears that this has normalized for me. And I just want to thank you so much for the work that you and the doctors have done at the Institute to help me with this.
Are you surprised when that kind of story comes your way?
I love those kind of stories. But no, every week we get, stories like this from one person or another, or, you know, and it's what makes this work so great to do. I mean, sometimes my patients ask me, you know, how many, well, you're working 12-hour days. And I say, it's not work. When you love something as much as we do, this is not work. We enjoy it.
Now, let's be really clear here, because any time you tell a story like this, we like to kind of clarify. Your process, your upper cervical process, the brain and body connection, this isn't a cure for rheumatoid arthritis, not automatically.
No. We don't cure. The body heals. We don't heal. The body heals. What we do is we reconnect the brain with the body so the body can know, so that the brain and the brainstem can do what it knows so well how to do, and that is to heal. That brain heals cuts, it creates babies, and it's amazing what it can do. But we don't do that. The body does that.
So if I come to you and say, I have rheumatoid arthritis, I need you to cure me, you're not going to take me as a patient, are you?
I would not. No. I would be glad to evaluate you to see if there's a compromise in your brain-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
I would explain to you that that could be part of the picture with regards to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do, and what I do exclusively, is correct that brain-body.
Tell me a little bit. We have another minute or so. We have enough time for you to share this. We don't always get a chance to talk about this. Tell everybody what the procedure actually is. When you say reconnect the brain and the body, what do you mean?
Well, mechanically, there are things that occur in our life, auto accidents, forceps used in the delivery process, that result in a situation where the head is not sitting straight on the neck,
mm-hmm.
and it's affecting the communications that go through this area. Those communications begin to get garbled.
And you mean within the brainstem and down through the spine?
Yeah, very top of the neck at the base of the skull,
mm-hmm.
Is where this derangement occurs.
Yeah.
And so there's a complete study and skill set that goes with being able to measure and correct this kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do at the Yardley Institute.
So you go through the test procedure, but then is there some kind of manipulation or something that you actually do between the head and the spine? What's that like?
I would probably not use the term manipulation.
Well, that's why I used it, because I knew you'd
right.
correct me.
We introduce what's called a vected force.
Uh-huh.
A vected force has both magnitude and direction.
Okay.
It's based on computations taken from x-rays. And so, as I said, we have metrics. And then after we've done it, we'll take a film and measure that we've got that out of there,
mm-hmm.
whether we got a 50% correction, 80% correction.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to create the kind of corrections that can hold for long periods of time. We believe people get well by being corrected, not being corrected all of the time.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, 3 is kind of your your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley, and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain, and, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know. He's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Before I say another word, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. I am here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of moments here, we're going to talk to Lisa, one of your patients. She has a fascinating story to tell about just a sense of well-being, anxiety, and it tracks back to an injury she received some number of years ago. So let's get her on here and find out what her story is. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Lisa, I want to kind of go back in time here a little bit. Can you tell us what started, where this all started for you? My understanding is there was a concussion, and that led to some stuff. Tell us your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for the last couple of years, I had been experiencing a lot of anxiety. My husband actually was a patient of Dr. Yardley's, and for years, I would say probably about 4 years, he kept telling me, you have to go and see him, you have to go and see him, because I had been, you know, going to psychiatrists and things like that to try to, you know, conquer this anxiety, and just nothing was working. They wanted to just load me up with prescriptions, and that wasn't really what I wanted to do, so at the advice of my husband, came in and saw Dr. Yardley, just did a consultation to see what he could do to help me out.
So now, how did this manifest itself in your life? Did you have any, like, physical ailments, things that you felt, maybe your neck, your upper back? What kind of was going on there? Issues with your back or headaches or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So just as a result of the anxiety of itself, I was constantly feeling tension in my mid to upper back. I was going for regular massages, which would help for a couple of days, and then would come back. And then I would say probably one of the most frustrating things was just I would have constant headaches, really just in the back of my head, you know, my eyes, stress headaches, and things like that. So,
Lisa, two questions for you. One, what caused you to hesitate or not listen to the wisdom of your husband? And two, what motivated you to finally take that step?
Honestly, just being stubborn, just feeling like how could something like that possibly affect the way that I'm feeling mentally. To me, I thought it's psychological, it can't be physical, there's no way. But, you know, after trying everything else, and, you know, I'm like, I have nowhere else to go. So that's what finally made me listen to my smart husband.
So, Lisa, you finally got into Dr. Yardley. You did the initial consultation. You became a candidate for care. He did the first treatment with you. What was that like?
It was actually a breeze. So I was a little bit concerned. I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, Dr. Yardley had explained it pretty well, but, you know, just never having done it before, I wasn't sure. But it was seamless. I mean, there was no pain at all. You could barely even tell that anything was going on.
And so after your initial adjustment and for some time after you're under treatment, when did you start noticing a change in regards to your anxiety and that your complaints about your neck and your headaches and all of that?
Almost immediately, actually. So I would say, you know, it took a couple of days for that, you know, kind of out of it feeling to pass. But to be honest, I felt like I was already feeling like that a little bit anyway, just as a result of the anxiety. So it wasn't something that was, you know, interfered with my daily life or the ability to do what I needed to do. But I would say that just after a few days, it started to go away. And it's funny because now when I feel like I could potentially be out of place or anything like that, the anxiety is the first thing I start to feel. So So, I can recognize it right away just because of how quickly it actually disappeared to begin with.
Well, let's talk about that. Where are you today? Let's talk about your neck and your upper back. How are they? How are your headaches?
Great, actually. So I have really experienced almost no anxiety. Like I said, there are some times where it starts to come back a little bit. And of course, now my first thought is I have to go back in to see Dr. Yardley because I'm out of place. But the tension in my back is pretty much gone. I treated myself to a birthday massage, and instead of having them focus all on that one place, the middle of my back, it was nice just to be able to relax as opposed to relieve that tension. But the anxiety is virtually gone. The headaches are pretty much gone.
So how's your quality of life these days?
Much better. Aside from just the anxiety and headaches and things like that, I just feel so much more alert. I can concentrate better at work. I feel like I have more energy. And just honestly, I feel like a different person. The way that I even communicate with people has changed. I feel more compelled to even just have open and honest conversations with people without that anxiety kind of taking hold of me and altering what I might want to say. I do feel like it's truly a life-changing experience.
So, Lisa, what would be your advice to someone who might be dragging their heels?
I would say just be informed. Don't necessarily feel like you have to be, if there's something that's bothering you from a medical perspective, that you have to go see, an MD and get pumped full of prescriptions. I would say just be informed and just give it a shot. I mean, you have absolutely nothing to lose.
And have you appropriately apologized and thanked your husband for his wisdom?
Actually, I got him back in there to see Dr. Yardley because he had been dragging his heel for a couple
she
of
did.
Years.
Yes.
Well, Lisa, it has been a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time with us.
Yes. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yes, of course. Thank you for everything.
You take care and have a good day now, okay?
You too.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Another terrific example of what can happen when you restore the brain and body connection. And that's what they do at the Yardley Institute. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before you started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Let's get into this. I've been studying the kinetic chain.
Yes.
The connection of the body, the kinetic five. And
right.
It led me back to thinking about the treatment I've undergone with you because everything is connected. As I'm getting my movement analyzed, I'm realizing that, hey, the problem I have with the shoulder lift isn't actually my shoulder. My movement coach is saying, no, the problem is your glutes.
Right.
And it reminded me of when I went to treatment for you. I went in for joint pain. Mm-hmm. That was eradicated. And then sciatica was gone. Mm-hmm. And that made sense. Okay, it's connected to the joints. But my sinuses?
Mm-hmm.
I had a yearly sinus infection for 25 years of my life.
Yes.
And I don't have it. And I've met two or three of your fellow patients who were shocked that their sinus problem went away after having this treatment from you, and it brought me back to the kinetic chain. Now, I don't know that it's the kinetic chain applies to your treatment, but the connectedness does.
It does. What we work with is control systems within the body, normalizing control systems. And the body is always adapting to what's gone on in your life, throughout your life, the things that you've done, CrossFit, you know, things that we've done. I did Aikido for 8 years, and our body is adapted to those, and those adaptions become our problems. Once we restore control back to the control systems, then things begin to start working optimally again. And that's what your trainer's trying to do with you as well. He's trying to get this body to function in its optimal fashion, you see.
Yeah, so now I'm remembering back to when I sustained a neck injury in wrestling. And for my whole senior year, all my coaches made fun of me because I walked around with my neck twisted to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that became an adaptation that I carried for years to, I guess, you know, make up for the fact of this injury. But this also, though, it manifests in these demonstrable ways. You stunned me when I went back in and looked at my x-rays from when I first went in.
Yes.
And the ridges that had gone away,
right,
on my vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you told me that was going to happen, but to see the visible evidence, is that an adaptation that we grow these bad ridges?
Well, that's true. They're there for a reason. They don't happen for no reason at all. And so once you remove the reason that they're there, the body sometimes has the ability to correct for them and get rid of them. Other times they stay there, but the problem doesn't progress any further.
This ties to me to, I'm hearing a whole lot of people talk all the time about fibromyalgia, and they talk about neuropathy, and those are sort of disease names to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think of them as endpoints,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, and that's correct.
That is right.
That is a very accurate. See, if you take a look at nerves, nerves communicate within the body. Pain is a communication to your brain. Something's wrong. Something's not working right. But if the control systems get disturbed, then they become overactive. And this can lead to things like regional pain syndrome or fibromyalgia. And then there's another thing that can happen, and that is the nerves begin to go to sleep. They begin to die. And that results in a thing called neuropathy, you see. So when you get a neuropathy in the legs, it can result in bizarre symptoms. Like one of the things with neuropathy is it starts feeling like there's a sock bunched up under your toes. And you look and you check, and it's not there. It's neuropathy is what's going on. Now, what I like to see in the patients coming in with neuropathy is if the neuropathy comes and goes, it means those nerves are still alive. And if they're still alive, then we can do something about it.
This is fascinating. And, you know, I've been your patient for 3 years, and I think about you now connected to CrossFit, as you're saying, and training. So let me see if I can map this back to maybe some other people might understand this. I know there's a guy at my gym, and he loves golf. That's his passion in life.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he's developed a hip problem because mm-hmm. he's lacked this mobility. But that could be, you know, that could be the nerves coming from the shoulder. It could be coming from the neck, the upper cervical area. And these adaptations might be, hey, his shoulder shifted over to make up for this, to make up for that, but he's just feeling it in his hip, right?
That's right. And you see a lot of golfers, even like Tiger Woods, has been through at least 4 back surgeries, I believe. And these surgeries are, you know, the best effort to try and solve a problem at hand. But the golfing has certain, it uses the body in certain ways. In fact, every form of exercise, there is a culture around it, and it uses the body in certain ways, and those ways lead to problems. So like I work with a professional golfer, and he's young. He's in his 20s. I don't want him to end up like Tiger Woods. So we're building into his program of care. He's already got back pain. So we're dealing with that. That's getting better. But we've got to retrain his body to be able to enable him to do this for the next 20, 30 years without ending up like a lot of the pros do.
Yeah, but sometimes the problems come from not having activity, but being busy sitting at our desks, right?
Well, so true. If you take a look at society, you're going to find that all of our work is done in a 3x4 box in front of us. Computer, working on driving the car, working on watching TV, and that leads to this whole breakdown.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was like the veal cage. Not to be blunt, but we do live our lives in these little cages, right? Mm-hmm. Trains, airplanes. And who would you rather have someone be doing? Really vigorous exercise, getting knocked around, or sitting all day?
The first. Yes.
So there's are going to be listeners who are not yet patients of yours, and they're hearing us talk about an active life, but sometimes you're forced to sit in these sedentary ways. But that also affects the adaptation, and that's also something that you can help people with.
Yes, and those adaptions become more and more of a problem as we get older. And you'll find that those adaptions in our society, one feeds on top of the other, feeds on top of the other. And guess what? We call that aging.
And all of a sudden, this little problem you have because your stool wasn't correctly aligned or your desk was not particularly ergonomic, now that's gone through that chain, and all of a sudden it's pain in the feet, or as you said, it's neuropathy or cases like that. Or the hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or With time and breakdown, it can start affecting the sinuses. It can result in headaches. It can start resulting in asthma. Many of these other things can begin to evolve and develop with time with this breakdown in the body. Part of what we try and do with our practice members is we try and train them how to do things in their life to start offsetting the breakdown. I mean, we're going to drive. We drive cars. That's not going to change. But we can build into their lives things that will offset that. We use the slant board and things like that, which you've probably experienced when you've come in the office. And we do that to try and break down old patterns and habits so that the body can once again become healthy.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.